As the inventor of the telephone, he's credited with bringing countless voices to us. And now, for the very first time, here he is, imploring us to hear his own voice.
You are my husband, Alexander Graham Bell.
Did you get that? He just said, "Hear my voice, Alexander Graham Bell."
You are my husband, Alexander Graham Bell.
You'll have to forgive the poor quality. It's amazing we have it at all. The recording is nearly 130 years old. Bell made it in 1885.
It lets us know what the past was really like. It fills in a gap for people.
That's Sherry Stout, collections manager at the Smithsonian's National Museum of American History. Stout's part of a team that restored Bell's voice. One thing it reveals, though he hailed from Scotland, Bell spent enough time in the U.S. that he doesn't have much of an accent. And Bell came from a family of elocutionists, so you can tell he's speaking carefully and clearly. Here he is, asserting his identity again. He's saying, "This record has been made by Alexander Graham Bell." The Smithsonian has hundreds of experimental discs and cylinders made by Bell and his partners at the Volta Lab right here in Washington, D.C. Bell left them in the Smithsonian's care, evidently to protect himself against a patent dispute.
They're all different materials. Sometimes they use plaster, sometimes tin foil, things that look like cardboard. It's very bizarre. If we could show people a picture, they wouldn't believe what they were trying to do to get sound.
But those discs have been collecting dust for more than a century. They were way too fragile for experts to try to extract the sound until now.
This is new technology that's been developed by our partners at the Lawrence Berkeley Lab. It's a non-invasive technology using lasers. They started out recovering commercial records, and it turns out our curator read about it in the New York Times. They had a big break when they recovered Eau Claire de la Lune.
That recording from 1860 is the earliest that we know of. And rather than record a French folk tune, Bell was a bit more mundane. Here he is, counting in dollar denominations.
Half a dollar. Half a dollar. $3 and a half.
So with all the sterling words that Alexander Graham Bell could have left for posterity, why record himself counting money?
We don't really know. One of the speculations is that they may have been inventing this technology with a hope toward using it as a business machine. And indeed, Sumner Tainer, who was one of the partners, did go on to use what came out of this technology for dictaphones, and those were used in offices.
And there are likely some more long silent treasures we can look forward to eventually hearing.
We have a few Berliner pieces, and we have some Edison tinfoils, but the bulk of our collection is from the Bell collection. So we have plenty of things hiding in our cupboards.
Alexander Graham Bell, hear my voice. A big thank you. We're ringing off now.